Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
Prof, we have a question from Jen. Lots of questions coming in today. Is there any treatment plan for older individuals to maximize success? I don't know if you've already covered this.
No. Okay. When we talk about older women, we're talking in their 40s. Overall, because of the numbers of eggs that are left in the ovary, when we stimulate with drugs, we get small numbers. And there's nothing that's been shown to actually alter that outcome. Getting pregnant with IVF is a numbers game. The more eggs you have, the more likely you're going to find a normal egg, and the normal egg will produce the pregnancy. The less number of eggs you have, the less chance of finding a normal egg. And as you get older, those percentage of good eggs is even less. So pregnancy rates are always going to be lower in the older age group. But, I say but because in the literature of the last 10 years, there have been probably 50 publications of various regimes that are claimed to increase the egg numbers. In truth, when you can look at multiple studies on one particular technique, no technique stands out as being this is the best way to go for this particular woman. The problem that we have is that the month-to-month variation in terms of what eggs are available is quite variable. Using the same regime month after month, 1 month you get 2 eggs, 1 month you get 5 eggs, 1 month you get 7, then you'll get none. Using exactly the same regime in the same woman. So when people claim that this regime is better, then it's because probably by chance rather than anything else. We all have our favourites. Some people say long down regulation increases the numbers of eggs. Again, the evidence, there is some evidence in favour, some against. Starting a flare cycle where you give a big dose of FSH on day one, hopefully to stimulate eggs at the right time of the cycle, multiple eggs, maybe that might help. Again, no evidence that it's better than nothing. But for an individual patient, perhaps you go along, certainly what I practice is we'll try the standard regime first. If that doesn't work, let's try something else. So try something else. Maybe we'll hit a good month. But it's probably about the good month and the cleverness of my choice of regime. There is science going on at the moment, and it may come to fruition in 5 to 10 years probably, where the reason for poor egg quality is due to deterioration in the genetic makeup of an egg, which is because the energy sources within the egg are declining. As those energy sources decline, the chromosomes don't separate properly, and then the egg is abnormal. If we can put batteries back into the eggs, maybe we can do some good. Now, in mice, there is good evidence that there are some chemicals that stimulate energy production. In groups of old mice, given these drugs, that they can produce bigger litters and have less genetic abnormalities. That hasn't been transposed into the human yet, but maybe it will come. Another approach that's becoming sort of the flavour of the month at the moment is to try and stimulate the ovary using the woman's own growth factors. This is in something called PRP, platelet-enriched plasma, where you take a blood sample from the woman, you separate the blood, and there's a layer of platelets that form, and you suck that away, and then you inject it into the ovary. And there have been a number of case series, that's not a randomized controlled trial, but a number of case series in women who were very poor prognosis, had tried and had no eggs or few eggs, and stimulating them with the PRP appears to have produced some pregnancies. What we're talking about is 3 or 4 pregnancies in 20 to 30 patients in about 5 studies from around the world. Skeptic as I am, when I'm pushed into a corner and we're running out of things to do, I have actually gone down that track. And I have to say, I've got 2 pregnancies in the last 5 months from this approach. So maybe there's something in it when we're reaching the end of the road. So it's something we do offer, PRP treatment. I also read an article, I think it was out of Adelaide, of science there, that they've been able to build eggs from scratch. We'll see what happens. That's a long way off the human. It was in mice. But you know, in the older woman, at the moment, there's nothing particular that I would recommend doing. It's anything that's being suggested is still in the experimental stages.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.